AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's 28-point draft proposal to end Russia's war in Ukraine has been presented in Kyiv, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
It's a good plan for both Russia and Ukraine, and we believe that it should be acceptable to both sides.
A copy of the plan obtained by AP offers terms more favorable to Russia, calling for Ukraine to cede territory and limit the size of its military, and block an expansion of NATO. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas.
What we as Europeans have always supported is a long-lasting and just peace, and we welcome any efforts to achieve that. Of course, for any plan to work, it needs Ukrainians and Europeans on board. So this is very clear.
A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to end its deployment of National Guard troops in the nation's capital, saying it illegally intrudes on local officials' authority. Meantime, Homeland Security says its immigration operation in Charlotte, North Carolina, is not ending anytime soon. Local law enforcement earlier said it appears to be tapering off. And Lisa Dwyer reports the Border Patrol is monitoring drivers nationwide.
In a secretive mass surveillance program to identify and detain people whose travel patterns are deemed suspicious. The predictive intelligence program includes a network of cameras that scan and record vehicle license plates. An algorithm then flags vehicles deemed suspicious based on where they came from, where they were going, and which route they took. Readers are often disguised along highways in traffic safety equipment like drums and barrels. Legal scholars are raising violation concerns of the Fourth Amendment, which protects people from unreasonable searches. The Border Patrol's parent agency, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, say they use the license plate readers to help identify threats and disrupt criminal networks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A funeral today for former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Former President George W. Bush described Cheney as funny and easygoing, a style his public image never caught up with.
Many voters came hoping for a kind word and a hug. They'd have to settle for the kind word.
But he wasn't your standard issue politician.
They do not come any better than Dick Cheney.
All of us who loved him so dearly say to him, good night, sweet dad.
Cheney and his daughter Liz, a former congresswoman, were caught up in a feud with President Trump over the Capitol riot investigation.
Though he was inspired to service by President Kennedy, Dick Cheney became a Republican. But he knew that bonds of party must always yield to the single bond we share as Americans.
President Trump was not at the funeral. He wasn't invited. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.